and welcome to the Point of Care Ultrasound Certification Academy podcast, where we focus on POCUS. Here, we will discuss all things related to point of care ultrasound, the practice, the trends, and its impact on healthcare. Our program will engage thought leaders who are defining global patient care with the stethoscope of the future. Hey, what do you say? James Day here, now recording live from the Focus on POCUS studios, which lie on the fringes of the sixth most populous city in the country, Philadelphia, where it's always sunny. Today, we have Dale Sear as our guest on our podcast, and Dale is the Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director for Intellios, the umbrella governance and management organization for the ARDMS, the American Registry for Diagnostic Medical Sonography. Also, the Alliance for Physician Certification and Advancement, APCA, APCA, and the Point of Care Ultrasound Certification Academy Councils. Dale has been an executive within the certification community for 20 years. Intellios is a dedicated ANSI, A-N-C-I-A, ISO 17024 accredited organization with over 115,000 active certificates across 70 countries and delivers computer-based examinations in 28 countries. Intellios' global expansion currently is customizing assessment programs in China, Latin America, and managing the vascular scientist assessment program in the United Kingdom, and developing and validating varying standards of individual proficiencies in the use of point-of-care ultrasound through the POCUS Certification Academy. Dale has given numerous lectures and workshops in the areas of business and certification throughout the world and presently sits on the executive committee for the American National Standards Institute, ANSI, and is the immediate past chair of the Association of Talent Development, ATD, Credentialing Institute. Dale is also a co-inventor of a patent for a new type of test question and measurement. Dale has an MBA in finance from the Albert School of Business and Economics, Seattle, Washington, and also holds the Certified Association Executive, CAE, credential from the American Society of Association Executives, ASAE. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, James. Thank you for that kind introduction.
Yes, it was a little wordy, but I got through it. I hope I didn't stumble on it too much.
You did fine. Thank you.
It was a lot of acronyms. It felt like I was in the military there, but I wanted to spell them out.
You did well.
So right out of the gate, let's hit one out of the park here. Let's talk about ultrasound proliferation now and perhaps in the future. What are we looking at?
Yeah, great question. You know, ultrasound is really one of the most exciting medical technologies available today, and it's just being used more and more across all clinical practices around the world. And ultrasound over the years has become more accepted, more sophisticated, and its use throughout all the medicine has really grown. And what's happening now, both in developed and low-resource environment countries around the world, is that ultrasound is really becoming, you know, the first or the primary imaging modality in a lot of clinical algorithms or how patients get worked up. And that is just going to continue. One of the great things with ultrasound is that it is largely technology-based. And so as technology has evolved over the years, both miniaturization, computing power, and size becoming much smaller, that ultrasound is becoming much more affordable. Mm-hmm. The costs have really come down.
Yes.
And its size has really dropped, where really now there's, you know, more the leading edge of ultrasound technology is really becoming an app-based program that can be used on smartphones, in which you can buy the hardware, such as the transducer, literally download an app, and really anyone can be scanning within a few minutes on their smartphone. So this is both exciting because the access of ultrasound, which is a tremendously powerful diagnostic imaging tool to all types of healthcare professionals around the world is very exciting. The access of that type of care mm-hmm. to patients around the world is also very exciting, especially the price points coming down where low resource environments, whether it be in Africa or Latin America or other places, rural North America, healthcare providers can have access to this type of high-powered technology. It's a very exciting time.
Yeah, it's almost like the technology in a lot of this stuff, the technology is outstripping the training. And, you know, people have these devices, you know, that's a lot of bells and whistles, and it's great. So I was wondering, you know, I guess why would they need a certification or an assessment test to just, especially if you, let's say you were a medical doctor and you went through a program, just why, you know, can you speak on that a little bit? I'm curious.
Sure. Well, you hit on a very good point. And, you know, from an Intellios perspective, you know, we're a nonprofit organization, and our board of directors and, you know, the staff, as I was saying, it's very exciting that ultrasound is proliferating, and the growth rate is going to be phenomenal. I mean, it's projected to be, you know, compounded growth rates of, you know, 6-8% over the next decade.
Wow.
Where it's because of the equipment, we all really think it is going to replace the stethoscope in within the next decade. Well, if you start looking at healthcare professionals around the world who use a stethoscope, in which the price points will maybe be equivalent to a high-end stethoscope in a couple years, mm-hmm. but yet ultrasound equipment, let's say, is 10 times more powerful as a diagnostic tool. As you say, there's a gap between the education training with this equipment. How, as an organization, what we're dealing with Intellios is that we're very excited that patient care, global health can really improve because of ultrasound. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, there's no standards around these type of apps or point of care as far as education, training, certainly certification. How can we assure that people know what they're doing? It's a very simple concept that we have, is that as a certification assessment organization, we actually believe that people should know what they're doing. And being in healthcare, you know, everyone wants to do well with their patients. And so how do we come up with new ways of developing standards around this type of delivery? Mm-hmm. And how do we assure that people do know what they're doing through assessments? None of which I think can follow traditional methodologies where you have very robust education and training, you know, ultrasound programs and you know, whether it be residency or internships for clinical training, and then you take your boards and you get credentialed. This type of environment really forces organizations like Intellios and others to really rethink how we go about doing things to assure people know how they're doing, but yet how we build the standards and deliver the education, training, and assessment / certification is really where we're spending a lot of time and efforts today. Consequently, uh-huh. within the organization, we have developed the Point of Care Ultrasound Certification Academy as really as its own entity, because it is so different than traditional education, training, and testing, that we really look for that to be the vehicle to help bridge these gaps between the technology accelerating, the power of the tool, and the individual to know how to use it properly.
You know, and you spoke to that earlier, the explosion and proliferation of ultrasound and the miniaturization of the devices. So for years, you know, 40 years hasn't the ARDMS, you know, certified and credentialed sonographers. And that was when, you know, they had the stove, the oven-styled ultrasound machines. So now you become Intellios. Is that sort of like an umbrella? Can you speak to the maybe, you know, why you focused on turning it into Intellios and then having the ARDMS and the other communities that are involved with the assessments?
Sure. Well, ARDMS is a great story because it did start out as solely sonographer, mm-hmm. A credentialing organization. But again, it followed the path of ultrasound. So ultrasound became more prevalent. Technology evolved, so more uses of ultrasound were being developed and implemented. Mm-hmm. And also more of the world could afford ultrasound equipment, so more of the world got into ultrasound. So consequently, there was a lot more people using ultrasound than just sonographers, which I consider to be the quality experts in all of ultrasound. So you had physicians in primary care or physicians using ultrasound in different areas. And the purpose and the use of ultrasound in a physician environment is much different than in the sonographer environment. And then you had a stratification of physicians themselves. You had physicians who actually did fellowships in ultrasound or body imaging who really became experts in ultrasound, where the ultrasound physician and the sonographer became just a powerful quality team to provide the best patient care using ultrasound. But then more and more people outside of that level of expertise started using ultrasound. So ARDMS kind of became a little more muddled, in which the purpose of ARDMS being sonographer driven, we started getting into physician assessments and, you know, the purpose and differences were there. So consequently, we felt if we wanted to scale our mission, which is really to improve global health through assessments, we really had to change the infrastructure of the organization, its general mission, et cetera. And so consequently, we came up with Intellios, which is the governance and management organization of ARDMS, which is the primary sonographer credentialing. Then we have our physician council, APCA, in which we address physician certification. And that expanded beyond just ultrasound. We have other areas such as cardiovascular imaging and nuclear cardiology, cardiovascular CT, cardiovascular MR, that's under APCA. And then thirdly, because, as I mentioned before, with a point of care ultrasound certification academy, really had to be on its own to make a go of it.
Well, that's great, because I know the organization has a huge staff for testing and psychometrics, and there's a lot that goes into doing, you know, correct assessments for proficiency and stuff. So with that, I mean, let's peer in through the ethers here, look at our crystal ball, and I'm going to ask you a question regarding the future outlooks of healthcare assessments for proficiency. What do you see down the road?
I see that certification organizations, assessment organizations whose purpose is to provide validity to someone's knowledge, skills, and abilities, performing any type of skill, if you will, particularly in ultrasound, as we're talking about here, or sonography. I see those type of assessments evolving. The testing community, the community who builds and delivers tests, all types of tests, that's also going under evolution or disruption, if you will, in parallel with what we're dealing with in healthcare, particularly in ultrasound. So over the last few years and what I project will be coming in the future, that the way we go about proving or validating someone's knowledge, skills, and abilities is going to change a lot. Historically, people have gone into a proctored brick-and-mortar testing center and sat at a computer for 3 or 4 hours and takes a test, and, you know, you get a pass or fail, and you get your credential, and, you know, then you have to do recertification issues and things of that nature. I do think that's also going to largely go away over the next decade. There's going to be still a need for that, make no mistake about it, probably more for primary board areas. But I do think the testing and the psychometrics, which is the measurement of the tests, is going to change pretty dramatically. And that's going to follow technology as well. Mobile deliveries, on your own device deliveries, more interactive case studies versus just straight multiple choice questions. That's the future. And I think also people are going to be more accepting of that. And it also allows a much different way we can have continuous levels to assure people are competent in what they are doing in ultrasound. And it's also scalable. So these type of deliveries, whether it be on a smartphone or an iPad or your laptop or your desktop, to be able to push interactive content that actually is perceived as being very meaningful to the end users, to the healthcare professionals, very important. And we can scale that into low resource environments around the world, or as well as developed economies around the world as well. So it's a very exciting time to be in the community of testing and also in healthcare.
Yes. And I worked in a simulation center and taught ultrasound. And I do remember, you know, the challenges of observational assessment and using simulators to do that in a scalable way. So that's the future of that is going to be very interesting.
Well, I agree. And simulators, which I didn't bring up, is going to be very important, especially the high fidelity simulators, where, in fact, in the future, especially on performance-based exam, what we call performance-based assessments, such as the sonographer, maybe that, in fact, the credentialing examination is performance on the simulator. That's something that we're looking towards in the future, where you would go to a sim center and actually you perform some modules or procedures on a simulator, and that, in fact, will be your credentialing examination.
Oh, yeah. That will be neat. So I'm talk about the need for partnerships and the alliances that Intellios could be considering or looking down how that would happen.
Yeah, well, one thing that we've learned over the years, and I've learned over the years, and especially since under the Intellios umbrella, as we are globalizing and coming into contact with healthcare providers and ultrasound professionals and medical imaging professionals around the world, it's a big world out there. And although Intellios is one of the larger organizations in our space of certification and healthcare, there is no way we can meet our mission, which is, again, to improve global health through assessments without partnership and alliances. And these partnerships and alliances will need to be within the education space. I do think there's a lot of area where education providers and certification experts can come together to make learning and assessment one, where they work together in combination, where, for instance, an individual goes through an educational training module for some type of ultrasound. At the end of it, not only do you get a certificate of completion for the education, but you actually get your certificate, your proficiency certificate as well from Intellios, so to speak, at the same time. Mm-hmm. That would be a wonderful thing. That can only happen through partnerships and alliances. The skill sets, the breadth of knowledge, the resources that are going to be needed to really implement a globalized standard for point-of-care ultrasound or any types of ultrasound or any areas of healthcare is immense. And to think that any organization can do it alone is delusional, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And so we are looking for partnerships, like-minded societies, possibly governments, ministries of health, for-profit companies that may deal in educational technology or other equipment companies, to partner to see how we can put together programs that can actually meet the need for the benefit of the patient, in which the patient can be ensured that the person performing an ultrasound on them is proficient. And that is very exciting because these partnerships and alliances will just really form a very good coalition of quality. Because what we're really about is quality, and we're just looking to do good. So that's really our goal. It's, you know, if the organization grows because we're doing our mission right, so be it. But the real purpose is, how can we improve patient care using ultrasound in other areas, but mainly ultrasound? And that's very promising. It's very exciting. And these partnerships and alliances are coming together. People do want to work together for the good. And I'm very proud to be associated with that.
Well, there you have it. Dale Sear, the CEO of Intellios. And Dale, we really appreciate you taking the time to be here today. It's an honor to have you on our podcast, and your contribution and discussions about patient safety and assessments for advanced patient care is commendable. And thank you very much.
Well, thank you, James, and thank you for hosting the podcast.
Sure thing. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us at Twitter at POCUS Academy and Facebook at POCUS Cert Academy. If you'd like to learn more about the POCUS community, visit us at POCUSworld.org. Take a look at participating in our POCUS 25 research. Help contribute to the scientific development of the top 25 point-of-care ultrasounds. And we'll see you next time.
The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests and not those of Intellios. This podcast is for information purposes only.